Hey, thanks for tuning in to Walk FM today. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Greg Hall, a.k.a. Poppy, from Poppy's Coffee, Tea, and Remedies in Gallipolis, Ohio. They have been running a food pantry for the last several months, and Greg, would you tell us a little bit about your pantry and how it got started?
Well, I've got to give my Lord and my wife the credit. He inspired my wife with the thought, and she put it into words, and then we as a team put it into action. When COVID first hit back in March and they shut the schools down, my wife got concerned about some of the school children, that was some of their only good meal. So she started reaching out to local churches, and I think like 7 or 8 local churches got involved, and we used their church vans to deliver food to some of the more disadvantaged, low-income housing areas. And we chose church vans because we didn't want personal vehicles for fear that predators could take advantage of the moment. And during that COVID shutdown, I think we handed out a little over 22,000 meals to the children through the help of our community and the help of our Lord, of course.
You know, you don't hear a lot about food pantries making deliveries. What made you all choose to do that?
Because sadly, some of our less fortunate children, we were afraid that they would not come and get it. I thought we should make it our priority, and rather than rely on some of the more unreliable people in our community, I say this with no judgment, but they was raised by fathers that acted a whole lot like them, so they're trying to escape the cycle now, and that's what we're trying to do, is help them escape the cycle by showing them Jesus' love.
Okay, so you were making deliveries to low-income neighborhoods in the beginning, and then at some point that stopped. When did that stop?
We quit making deliveries, I think, about the middle of June. We were making deliveries, and a lot of the people was starting to give us feedback saying that they didn't need it as badly because the government had kicked up a little bit more support during the COVID outbreak. I know that the food stamp program got like an extra, some of them got an extra $300 a month. So I was kind of proud of our community that they wasn't selfish and just tried to get more and more. They let us know that their needs was being provided for. So we quit at that time, we quit delivering to the communities. That's not to say that the Lord won't lead us in that direction again, but currently at the moment we are not delivering. They are coming to us. We, with the RSVP program through United Way, there was 3 or 4 locations throughout the county. One out there at Benton Baptist, one at Mercerville Missionary Baptist, Pathway out in Spring Valley, and us here in downtown Gallipolis.
That's great. You know, a lot of folks may think that getting a food pantry started and getting the support that you need in order to have the food to give to people might be too big of a task for someone to take on. Where do you all get the food that you give out?
Up until the end of the first COVID shutdown, up until that time, it was all coming from our community. We'd approached a couple of corporations, and they turned us down. At first, my wife was her feelings was kind of hurt. But then after the community started stepping up and I seen how many people was involved, a lot of local people got the blessing, if that makes sense, Kyle. If it had been a corporation, it would have been anonymous, you know, but it was our community, loving our community. And then now since the summer months started, a program through United Way, I believe called RSVP, they've been supplying us with food. They got in contact with us and heard about what we were doing and wanted to support us, and they asked us if we wanted money or food. And when they told me how much food they could get for their money, I couldn't get that much food for my money, so I chose their food. And that's what's been feeding our children and our community, the less fortunate, through the summer months. I think that's about to end. I heard a rumor of a possible extension, but so much is fluid this year. I don't count on anything.
All right. It's really inspiring to see people step up to help each other in a time of need.
I'm going to say that I'm so glad to see so many people in our community that are aware of the needy and don't just turn the blind eye. I'm just So proud of my father and my community. My father, the Lord, has inspired and motivated me and my wife to to leave our old life and take on a new life, and it's a whole lot more compassionate and caring and loving and rewarding. And there's a lot of people in our community that's kind of led along the same path, and I'm just so glad to be part of a fellowship of brothers and sisters that cares and wants to do something with what's been given to us.
Amen. Now, do you ever get a chance to talk about the Lord with those that come to the pantry?
Probably 90% of them, we pray with them before they leave. And I don't know, where we have opportunity, we share the Lord. A fellow shared in a sermon one morning, and it impressed me, and I've remembered it ever since. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So I try to develop a little bit of a relationship with people before I start sharing the Lord. It's not because I'm ashamed of him. It's because I don't want them to take him lightly, thinking that I take him lightly, I guess.
Sure, absolutely. So if someone's in need and they want to come and get some food from the pantry, how often can they come and get that?
We haven't put any limits on it. We haven't had, well, we had the one person come to us for help, said that they couldn't get any help from anyone else. And then the next person that walked in was somebody that was associated with them, and they told us about how much help they were getting in other places. And this is the only incident throughout this whole pandemic and since we've been doing this that was kind of blatant, taking advantage of it. And that person was so ashamed after they got caught that they never come to us for food again. But other than that, if somebody says they have a need, we fill it. We don't give them money, but we'll fill their pockets full of groceries all day long.
That's good to know, and certainly I'm sure everyone is thankful for the work you all are doing to help care for those who are in need. It's so encouraging, too, to hear that it's a community effort and everyone's kind of working together to take care of each other. So if we have listeners who are interested in giving, maybe they can donate some food or maybe they can donate some money, or if we have listeners who are in the Gallipolis area and they say, hey, I need food, but I don't know where to go, I don't know where Poppy's is, where can people find you?
Oh, we are on 46 Court Street, downtown Gallipolis, Ohio. We're open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 6:30. We do kind of ask if you're coming for the food pantry. We'd kind of like for you to show up before 6 because we have duty to attend to when we're closing, and it becomes distracting. A lot of people that of the less fortunate don't have a job, and I don't think it's too much to ask of them to show up before 6, if that's the case, because, I mean, I love them, and I'll do what I can, and if they have no other option, I'll take care of them between 6 and 6:30, but I ask people to show up before 6. That makes life easier for me.
All right, so that food pantry, once again, is located at Poppy's Coffee, Tea, and Remedies in Gallipolis, Ohio. They're located at 46 Court Street. They also do have a Facebook page. Just search for Poppy's on Facebook, and you can find out more information about them right there. I want to say thank you to Greg Hall for being our special guest today on our Community Matters interview. If you are part of an organization that's doing something exciting to help the community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Drop me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. If you'd like to hear the full long-form version of this interview, you can find it on our website at walkfm.org after Sunday at noon. Or at that time, simply text the word community to 855-592-5536. That spells 855-5-WALK-FM, if that's easier for you to remember. And we'll be happy to send you the link. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.